This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. In response to the social distancing protocols enacted due to the threat of coronavirus, there's been an increasing sentiment of unrest and desire for many to get things returned back to normal. A group of pastors rebelling against state orders is just the latest example. Find out more after this break.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
A group of Romanian pastors in Illinois have declared their intent to reopen their churches for in-person services on Sunday, May 10th, whether or not the state sanctions their meetings. The news comes shortly after Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced that churches would be allowed to gather again, though only for small, safe services of 10 people or fewer. In a letter signed and sent by the pastors, they wrote, "Please be advised that, beginning on May 10, 2020, our congregations will resume in-person church gatherings and we will no longer adhere to the 10-person limit or the other unconstitutional restrictions comprised within your orders. Until you reverse course, we have authorized our legal counsel to immediately challenge your unconstitutional orders in federal court." The pastors told their congregations about their plans on Sunday, May 3rd, and have received legal representation by Liberty Counsel. Though the churches say they will follow CDC recommendations for social distancing, this decision will likely put them at odds with state laws. Multiple pastors have been briefly arrested over the past couple months for violating state laws related to holding large meetings. Yet Liberty Counsel's chairman, Matt Staver, says he intends to defend these pastors, writing in a statement, "Having heard many stories from my Romanian friends about the repression of their religious freedom under communism, I never would have thought that in America they would experience similar treatment. We are proud to stand with these pastors who understand the importance and value of religious freedom. This shocking discrimination against houses of worship and people of faith must end. Pray for health, for safety, and for peace during a time when many are frustrated." And if you like the story, you can read more stories like it at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.